When it comes to home insurance, GEICO works for you. And since I'm the GEICO Gecko, I work for you too.
Hey, Gecko, could you DJ my workout?
I got you, Derek. I know you like them sweet beats on leg day. Great home gym, by the way.
That's fire, Gecko.
I call this remix, bundle your home and car insurance so you can save and get coverage that grows with you.
Oh yeah, rolls right off the tongue. And you know what else I like?
Air horn.
Oh, yeah.
Let GEICO work for you. Get more with GEICO.
It's baby mania around here, man. It's really out of control. Makes me feel a little bit tense because I feel grossly unprepared. Anna and Raven, Star 99.9. Anna is out now. It's baby focus time this week. But, you know, we've got other babies on the way here, too, in the studio. Welcome, Kevin Begley from Afternoons is here.
Yes, my wife is due in December, December 10th.
December babies are awesome, as long as they're before Christmas, because after Christmas you get ripped off. We're joined by Jody Gerstenhaber here in the studio. Jody, you are going to make all us guys around here smart about car seat safety, am I right?
Yes.
It's almost like Anna set this up for us before she went off.
It's true, and my wife Shannon and I said to her, I was like, yeah, car seats, you just put it in, put the seatbelt, you're good.
That is not the case. Right. It's a really scary statistic. 3 out of 4 are installed incorrectly, and the most scary one is with new babies. 93% of babies leave the hospital not using their seat properly.
Wow. That sounds absolutely terrible. So, Jody, you have a title. You're a CPST. What is that?
I'm a child passenger safety technician, and I'm actually a CPSTI. A child passenger safety technician instructor.
Wow. You know every one of these car seats, the exact way to do it, right?
I read the manual just like everybody else should. But some brands have 15 models of the same seat, so nobody knows every seat, every detail, but my job is to teach you how to do it the right way.
And I know that they just changed some laws here in the state of Connecticut, too. We've been talking about this here in the building.
They did, and it's an awesome change. It's keeping so many more kids safe. Now in Connecticut, children need to remain rear-facing until they're both 2 and 30 pounds.
Oh.
Forward-facing in a 5-point harness until they're both 5 and 40 pounds, and in a booster seat until they're 8 and 60 pounds.
When do kids get to sit in the front seat?
Not until age 13.
Wow.
13. So that, and it doesn't matter weight, it's 13?
It has a little bit to do with height and weight, but it mostly has to do with bone structure.
Huh.
So you may have a really big 8-year-old, but they have a bone structure of an 8-year-old. A 13-year-old, they've entered puberty. Their
right.
bone structure changes. They can survive the airbag. It's not the seatbelt we worry about, because we put kids in the back seat in a seatbelt after age 8. It's the airbags in the front seat that we worry about.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So today, you're going to not only teach us, and we're going to do this all on video. You'll be able to check it out at Anna and Raven's Facebook page. You're going to show us how to properly install car seats, right?
Right.
And I've been sort of stressed about this because my wife Shannon said we need to do a car seat check. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, can you figure out like a class that's happening or where to go? And I was like, who do I call the town? So I had no idea. So it's great that you're here.
There are options. I am safe in the car. I'm a private company and I'm kind of a boutique-y service. I come to your house.
Oh, nice.
On the evenings, on weekends, and I spend like an hour with you teaching you how to use your seat.
That's convenient.
You can go to some police, some fire departments. Not every police, not every fire department has a certified technician, and if they do, it's usually one or two.
Okay.
So you can't just walk in. You have to call, make an appointment.
Right.
Usually it's during the week on odd hours when people work. So that's kind of how my service came to be. But there are resources. Safercar.gov, best place to go and search for fitting stations. Mm-hmm. It's important that you work with somebody who knows what they're doing.
Right.
Right.
So, you know, you must have been freaking out because now you're coming down to the wire Thanksgiving. You're trying
right.
to schedule around Thanksgiving before the baby actually gets here and a firefighter schedule. Because, you know, firefighters,
right.
they don't have anything else going
it's,
on.
It's very busy. These holidays are coming. We get, like you said, we got Thanksgiving. We got Santa coming.
Right.
The baby's
we got
coming.
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah's coming.
Right.
Yes,
Jody, you may have kept the kids safe today, but I think you just saved Kevin's life.
Listen,
true.
I've done more than one install in a hospital parking lot with a dad after the baby's been born.
Oh, really?
It's kind of mind-blowing. But at least you're there. All right, the top mistakes of installing car seats coming up in just a minute here with Star 99.9. We'll be back with more with Jody. With us is child passenger safety technician installer Jody Gerstenhaber. Jody, what would you say is the biggest mistake people make when installing kids' car seats?
With babies, the biggest mistake that people make are straps too loose, chest clip not in the right spot, and not installed properly. There's no safest seat out there on the market. The safest seat is the one that fits your child, fits in your vehicle properly, because every seat doesn't fit every vehicle, but most importantly, is installed and used properly.
Does it matter if it goes on the right side passenger, middle, or left side passenger?
The middle has a marginal increase in safety because there's no points of impact, but it's also typically a hard spot to get a good install. So often people end up putting it in what we call an outboard seat because they get the best install there. Typically, parents choose the passenger side if they're going on an outside seat because you're on curbside. So if you're parking parallel parking somewhere, you're not walking out into the traffic with your baby. Also, the seats take up a lot of room in the back seat. Your safety is as important. So if you have to shove your seat all the way up so you're eating the steering wheel, you're not safe.
See, things I never thought of.
I mean, again, I think she's saving your bacon. I've done this with my dogs. I have car seats with my dogs. And if you don't have them properly strapped in and everything adjusted, that type of stuff, you hit the brakes pretty quick one time. One of my guys launched right out of the seat. He was on the floor. He still had his leash and harness on, but I was like, whoa, buddy.
That's a really good point. Projectiles, unrestrained humans, unrestrained pets are one of the most dangerous things in a vehicle. So your pet babies are just as important to be restrained.
Of course.
For not only their safety, but for your own. Like you said, they're sitting behind you. You step on the brake and they come flying into you and knock you out. Nobody's safe.
Yeah, that little guy was just hanging. His 8-pound Baxter just poor hanging guy. From his harness like, Dad. We thank you so much for coming in today, Jody, and giving us these pointers. And of course, I want you to go ahead and check out the video now. We're going to head outside. This will all be on NN Raven Facebook page. And we're going to get straightened out here.
Right.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.